Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Let me ask you a question. What have you heard so far about Hurricane Sandy? Would you like to hear from someone who's experienced it? Would you like to learn how New Yorkers are doing today and the aftermath? Would you like to get a first-hand report? I can't imagine living through one of the worst storms ever in our country. Do you want to know what we can do to help? Also, this storm kind of leads into the holidays, and sometimes the holidays can get depressing. When was the last time you heard about getting out of the holiday blues? Have you ever made your own holiday traditions? Or better yet, now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a popular guest here at the show. She is a success coach extraordinaire with Successimo. She provides us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce her, I'd love to invite you to call in if you have any questions for her during the show. The call-in number is 818- 431-8506. I'm pleased to announce that this show today, broadcasting live, is being featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I'm honored to be a featured host, and we have over 190,000 listeners. It's very exciting. Now I'll tell you a little bit about my guest today. She's been on the show before, and we love having her. She is the Juicy Woman. She is a body image self-esteem expert and a professional certified empowerment coach who creates customized confidence-building and stress relief programs for groups of women and girls. As a curvy, confident, plus-size gal and a woman who's had her share of tough times, this coach shares the tools she's learned as a professional coach to inspire and lead other women to overcome challenges. Our expert is a rare combination of professional training and raw life experience, which gives her the edge in helping women who struggle with body image or abuse issues. She's also the author of a wonderful book, Lovin' the Skin You're In, The Juicy Woman's Guide to Making Peace with Food and Friends with Your Body. Welcome back today, Andrea Amador. Good to have you on the show.
It is so wonderful to be here. Thank you so much, January.
Well, you know, let's talk about first things first, this Hurricane Sandy that you were involved in, you lived through and survived. Share with my listeners where you're located and what happened to your family when Hurricane Sandy hit.
I live in Rockland County, about 30 miles north of Manhattan, and I was incredibly blessed, but many people around me, especially the people who were on the water, they had their homes devastated. It has been so, so difficult for New York, many of the people on the East Coast, and I'm here to really share that we need to look beyond what has happened to move forward and to focus on the future.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many days did you go without power? And tell us what survival mode you had to slip into.
Wow, yeah. It was 7 days without power. It was so cold in the house.
Uh-huh.
We were all together, and we stayed close in one of the rooms. We didn't have a generator. Many of our neighbors had generators, and believe me, there were feelings of jealousy that came up at times.
Uh-huh.
But what I learned more than anything is that over the course of time, working so hard to build my business, there are many ways that I kind of slipped out of a connection with my family.
Mm-hmm.
People who are in business, they can really relate, especially when you run a business from your home, how easy it is to kind of slip out of family situations and go up to the office and get completely surrounded by what's going on, and you're a big fish in a small pool.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you come into the house, it's all of the little squabbles and difficulties that make things difficult.
Yeah.
Triple dose of that.
Yeah.
Being in the dark, having flashlights.
Oh, my
God. Being in the same, you know, close proximity with blankets. And at first we had a lot of grievances, and there was a lot of stress.
A lot of whining.
Oh, a lot of tremendous whining. My husband kept going on and on about why didn't we move to Florida.
Yeah.
And I remember that one of the things that I was so invested up about, I was all about the business. Oh, my gosh, I lost track of the business.
Mm-hmm.
I had no internet. I was trying to charge my phone, and it wasn't working. Nothing seemed to be working. And I thought, okay, I'm going to have to retool and think of what I can do instead. What other ways can I do to serve, to help out in the effort, to be a part of the solution instead of the problem? Because as long as I stayed home grumping and grousing, I would just be angrier and angrier. So I had to get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first things that I did was through church. I had met a local senator, and I went to his office and I said, I wanted you to know that I'm an author and I would like very much to be in charge of creating women's empowerment programs. So he jumped on it. He loved me. So we're working on that together. And it gave me a tremendous sense of feeling that I had a purpose, and it helped time pass so much. And it changed my energy. And many of your listeners, I'm sure they can relate to all the women in there, that we tend to hold the bar for the energy of the whole entire family.
Mm-hmm.
So if mom is down, if mom is feeling sick, if she's feeling defeated or anxious or angry, the whole entire family is going to go to hell in a handbag.
You're like, the cruise director on a ship.
Exactly. Beautifully said. That's exactly what the mom is, the head of the household.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I just can't imagine being, we're talking about going on a vacation with our family, and I'm kind of giving that a lot of thought, but to be stranded with them. You know, right now we're going to hear from our sponsor, but when we come back, Andrea, I want to talk about what it's like to go through computer withdrawal. We'll be right back with Andrea Amador.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn. And always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with my guest, the juicy woman, Andrea Amador. I'm so happy to have her with us. Andrea, before we do this next segment, could you share your website information and tell my listeners where they can get your book?
Absolutely. It's thejuicywoman.com, and you can get my book from Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and BooksAMillion.com, and, of course, from the Juicy Woman website directly.
And then you do a weekly event?
Yes, I do a weekly call.
Okay. And what number do they call in, and what time would that be?
Oh, that information will be available to them as soon as they register.
Okay, wonderful.
Call on a bridge line.
Okay, fantastic. Now let's talk about immediate, once you got into this hurricane, this storm, did you have enough food? Did you lose phone power? What was it like for the family?
Yes, we lost phone power. We had a tremendous amount of food in our freezers and our refrigerators, but we didn't use it because we were concerned. Well, actually, I got to tell you, what we did at the end of the day is we would all get together and we would go to the local mall and warm up. And House of Pancakes, love them, love their tilapia. And the people that were there that we met, they were delightful. So it was something that we had to look forward to. And as a self-esteem coach, that is such an important thing to keep in mind. You always need to have something to look forward to in your life. It lifts you. It lifts your vibration.
And New Yorkers are amazing people, aren't they? The way they survive.
Absolutely incredible how they've come together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And is there, can people donate still to help the Red Cross and things like that?
Yes, absolutely. Through the Red Cross, you can find any number of opportunities for donation or charity or anything else that you would like to do in relation to Sandy.
I really appreciate you sharing this experience with our listeners, and it makes everyone think long and hard about how much we have to be thankful for. However, you know, with the holidays approaching, sometimes people get the holiday blues, and you have some really good tips to help people enjoy their holidays.
The most important thing I want you to keep in mind is that everything is energy, and we're always in the process of attracting things that are a vibrational match for our energy. So when you're feeling miserable, when you're in that place of grumping and groaning and complaining and whining and looking at the worst thing that will happen, you're going to only get more of that. So it's really a survival technique to learn how to manage your energy. And that's what I've learned to do. The first thing you need to do is think in terms of self-care. You must get grounded. Be present in the moment. Before you leave for your day or at any given time during the day, you just want to close your eyes for a moment and just visualize yourself rooted to the ground with tree trunks coming out of your feet and grounding all the way to the center of the earth, and just say, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. That helps you to be more present in the moment. And one of the important things that we really want to think about in terms of avoiding the blues or falling into, you know, feeling badly for ourselves is you want to appreciate and acknowledge what you do have. So many things may have been lost, either from days gone by or recent losses, but you want to focus on what you do have.
And how about creating new holiday traditions? Is that something that you recommend for people who are feeling a little low and sad?
Positively. I was mentioning to you earlier that when my husband and I first married, I had all these wonderful delusions of grandeur. That, oh, wow, now being married, everything's going to be so fabulous, and we're going to be together all the time. Well, he came to our marriage with a lot of baggage around the holidays. His father had passed away when he was 20 years old, and he dearly loved the man. So for him, the holidays represented a time of mourning, a time of sadness. And over the course of the several first years were absolutely miserable because I kept on resisting him and telling him, no, you should be this way. You should do this. You should be light and airy and, you know, but that was going nowhere. It was driving him deeper and deeper into depression.
Right.
When we had children, it was kind of the same thing. I was thinking, no, you have to do this. Santa Claus, it was nonsense. And as I began to learn about the importance of energy and how everything, our output is affected by our input, I realized that I needed to be the one who started to change. In order to change him, I couldn't try to change him. I could only change myself. So I had to start to realize, okay, this is a wonderful man. He really has a bad case of the holiday blues. There's not a thing that I can do for him. I can't push him into learning and doing the things that I do to lift me up. So let me just find another thing to do. So I started becoming more and more involved in my church and old-fashioned Christmas and finding new ways and opportunities to reach out to my friends, to other people that meant a lot to me. And when his daughter is a master sergeant in the Air Force, and when Janelle was first deployed in 2001, it was horrible because for several years during that time, he was so depressed. He would just sit and watch the television and fear the worst. And it was like not even having a husband. So I had to figure out things that I could do to nurture myself and the kids and just let him be. So I've learned that by doing these things, by involving myself and by moving forward and finding other ways to appreciate and celebrate the holiday, the onus is no longer on him, and now I see that he's becoming a lot more open and receptive to following and doing more of these traditional things. In fact, you know, it's coming this year to celebrate. So.
Wonderful. Yeah. You know, we're going to take a break and hear a little bit about your host today, but when we come back, Andrea, let's talk about the tips you have to help women especially enjoy the holidays in regards to hunger and dieting. We'll be right back with Andrea Amador, the Juicy Woman.
Lately, there has been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100 plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
Welcome back. This is January Jones with the Juicy Woman, who is back with us today, Andrea Amador. You sent me a list of 20 Juicy Women tips to help you enjoy the holidays, and we've got about 5 minutes. Could we just go through 1 through 20?
Oh, sure. Well, there used to be a time when I used to save my hunger for this huge holiday meal at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Inevitably, it would always keep me in the habit of overeating. So what I suggest is not to do that. Eat whatever you love throughout the day and beware of the old, you know, black and white diet mentality where you're saving up the calories. Bring a take-home container. It's not the last time you're going to see this food, especially if you're at someone else's house. Make sure that you praise them and say, thank you so much, I adored this, but I'd love some to take home.
Okay.
Wear clothes that are comfortable and you know, be confident in the way that you look by choosing something that really love that you love. Could be a special bracelet, a necklace, a shawl, a hair clip, anything. Listen to some music that really touches you and inspires you so that will set the tone for the day. Tell yourself, make the statement that you're going to have a fabulous time, that you're going to set the intention that you're going to look for all the good that you can find.
Mm-hmm.
As you prepare to eat, take a few moments and think about all of the people who contributed to the food, all of the farmers, where the food came from, and recognize the bounty that you have that has been shared with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I tend to take small portions of the foods that I like, and then if I want more, I'll always have more.
Good advice.
I like to say a quiet prayer of thanks, acknowledging, you know, the blessings that are there at the table and the food.
Right.
And midway between the meal, check in with yourself and see, how satisfied am I? If I'm still hungry, what do I really want?
Uh-huh.
There was a time when I could not eat enough stuffing because stuffing to me represented.
Well, my problem is
my
chocolate.
Yes, chocolate too, exactly. So when I realized it wasn't the stuffing that I really wanted, it was my Nana, that's when I started to kind of feel differently about the stuffing. It no longer owns me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Take a sip of water and tune into your hunger and watch the people around you, see what they're doing. Just be curious and notice, you know, how far you've come in terms of where you are in your life. Talk to the people at the table. You know, really enjoy the experience that you have. And when you when your stomach begins to get full, there's a sigh that comes up. Look for the sigh.
Oh, the
notice
sigh.
The degree of satisfaction that you're getting from each of those bites.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Become aware of the people that are always saying, here, 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 have more, have more. Just, you know, again, if you want it, take it with you. You don't have to stuff yourself until you have to be rolled off the sofa.
Yeah,
and
right.
What I suggested is to say, no, thank you, it was so delicious, I'm incredibly satisfied, but I'd love some to take later.
Mm-hmm, that's a great idea.
Yes, when you decide you're satisfied, put your silverware on top of your plate, wipe your mouth with a napkin, and place the napkin on top of the plate and move it to the left or the right side, because our brain looks for whatever is in front of us. So if it's to the left or the right side, it breaks the pattern.
Oh, okay, good. Good at that.
Always. Well, this is Andrea's tip. Make sure to leave room for dessert, because I love it, especially if it's important to you. Acknowledge and thank yourself for having all this wonderful new awareness, committing to loving your body, and just all of the blessings that you have still.
Oh, those are 20 fantastic tips, and the way you present them is fabulous, and I hope a lot of people listening to this will keep that in mind when you sit down at the table for the holidays, or, you know, actually, those are the things to remember throughout the year, not just the holidays. Don't you agree?
Yes. I always talk to my clients and I tell them, you always have a choice. It may not seem like it, but you do. And you can choose to make the best out of what you have, lemons out of lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many years ago, the Pancake House, a national chain, had an old saying on the placemat, as you wander onto life, brother, keep your eye upon the donut and not the hole.
I love that. I'm going to remember that when I go out to eat.
Let's eat those donuts, baby.
And it's so good to say, have dessert. I mean, have a small portion. Don't deprive yourself, because you'll get up in the middle of the night and go looking for that dessert that's hiding in your home somewhere.
Yes. And the thing that makes all of this work for me, because I'm not by nature a very cheery person. I have a lot of things from my background that give me reasons to be fearful or anxious or whatever. I use the emotional freedom technique ever since 2004, when it absolutely changed my life. I use that every single time I feel anxious or sad or fearful, because whenever that's happening in your body is distorted and it's out of balance. It's kind of like when you need to, what is it called? When you jumpstart a car, you're jumpstarting yourself, your emotions.
Well, you know, Andrea, I have to jumpstart to the ending of the show, and I want to thank you so much, and please come back again. To my listeners, I hope you've enjoyed our show today, and be sure to catch all our interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com/24/7. My upcoming guests for this week are all amazing. They will amuse, astonish you. They're quite an eclectic group. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and do become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. If you're interested in checking out the Success Emote program, go to the website, www.successemote.com. You can look it over and sign on without any obligations. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. I would love to mentor you and help you get started. So for now, my dear friends, I want all of you to stop with the whining and start smiling and start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful, wonderful guest, the juicy woman, Andrea Amador. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity. As you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo stories.
Mm-hmm.